Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Blake is looking for a second date update with a woman named Caroline, and we're going to try to help him out. Hi, Blake. How are you?
Hey, guys. Thank you for taking my call. I really appreciate it.
Happy to. So how did you meet Caroline?
I met her online, and we went out twice. The first date was a quick coffee date, which was good enough that I got a second date.
Excellent.
So the second date was dinner and a movie. We went to P.F. Chang's, and then we saw the new Bob Marley movie. I'm a huge Marley fan, and yes. Dinner was nice. The conversation was great. We laughed. I mean, I don't know what else you could ask for when you start dating somebody. I felt like a really strong attraction to her. I think she did, too. I mean, she was flirting a lot. We had a couple of drinks, and we're both feeling pretty relaxed when we walked into the movie. She said she was a Marley fan, too, so I'm pretty sure she enjoyed the movie. But, you know, I don't know. I walked her to the car after. She hugged me. I told her I'd call her. She said, sounds great. And then I've called and texted, and nothing. I'm really hoping you guys can find out why.
Right. I wonder if she liked you but didn't really fall in love with you because dinner wasn't enough. You know, like she would have liked to have spent more time at dinner, but because you had this movie where you're watching a movie but you're not talking, this is why Jen doesn't like dates that involve movies.
Well, I suppose it's who I'm on the date with. The movie might be a blessing in some cases.
That doesn't explain why she wouldn't, if she wanted more, why she wouldn't give me a third date,
right?
And why she, you know, like she's not responding at all.
Yeah.
Like if she enjoyed dinner and wanted more time, you would think she'd be champing at the bit to spend more time with me.
You would think. Well, why don't we take a break then? When we come back, we'll call her up, see what kind of feedback we can get from her, and hopefully secure that third date. We'll call this a temporary third date update with Jeff and Jen as we continue Cincinnati's Q102.
Always feel confident on your second date. With help from the Plastic Surgery Group, schedule a consultation at 513-791-4440 or at theplasticsurgerygroup.com. Surgery has an
art. Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Blake met Caroline online. They kicked it off with a coffee date just to make sure they were willing to invest the time in a date. And it was quite a date. Dinner and a movie. Classic. Saw the new Bob Marley flick.
How was it? I mean, I haven't heard
any reviews. Have you?
Yeah, Chris and I saw it. It was very good.
Was it?
It was excellent. It was everything I wanted to be. The music's amazing. The story's great. I mean, it's Bob Marley. How can you go wrong?
Good point.
But it's tricky because Jen's on the record as saying she does not approve of movie dates.
I don't date, so I don't know if I can really say what I do or do not like in the dating world.
On the record,
world.
You don't like movie dates.
Yeah.
Because we're not talking, we're not conversing, we're not getting to know each other.
Trying to connect. I don't know. Is there a connection here? How can I tell? I'm sitting beside you, staring at a big screen, watching other people talk and relate to each other.
Yes, but Blake, you pointed out that you and Caroline were able to get to know each other over dinner, and it seemed like everything was great up until that point. Plus, she is a Bob Marley fan, I assume she enjoyed it as much as you did.
Yeah, no, she told me she was a Marley fan. We went, we enjoyed it. The movie was great. I had a lot of fun. And after that, like I said, she said, sounds great when I told her I'd reach out, and she's not responded at all.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's call her up.
Hello.
Hi, Caroline.
Yes, this is.
It's Jeff and Jen at Q102. How are you?
Oh, no.
Jen's here. Just say hi.
Hi.
We got you on speakerphone.
How are ya? You're on the radio. Well, don't swear.
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
Everything okay with you?
That's why you guys are calling. I'm good.
Good. Good. You sound chipper. Yeah. You sound like you're in a good mood.
Yeah, no reason not to be yet.
Give it a minute.
No, it's not bad. We got a call from Blake, and he was very impressed with you, really enjoyed his date with you, would like to see you again, so take that as a compliment. It's nice to be wanted.
Yes, definitely. Always.
But you haven't responded, so he's not quite sure how to take that.
I wasn't really sure how to respond. I mean, I know how I feel, but I just hadn't wanted to deal with it yet. But here you are. So
here we are. Let's deal with it.
Yeah, it was just it was like a weird date, you know, if you've ever been on one of those.
Just a few.
That's why I don't do it anymore.
Okay. See? Yeah. Did he tell you about the movie?
Yeah. He said you're a Bob Marley fan, no?
I would consider myself a fan, definitely. But I'm guessing he told you he's like a major, major fan.
Yes.
Okay. So I was excited to see it. I heard good things. Like, we went and it was pretty packed. So I was like, okay, this is going to be fun, you know, but he sang every song at the top of his lungs.
Oh.
Like, every single one.
In the theater during the movie?
Yes. Oh. And I get, that's been a thing lately, but, this was not Taylor Swift or Beyonce. Like, it was not that kind of movie.
It wasn't a live concert movie.
No.
Now, was he just kind of singing to himself, you know?
No.
Do some reggae, Jeff.
We've been jamming.
Jamming.
Yes. Every single word.
Or was he doing it softly so only you could hear?
We've been jamming.
No.
We've been jamming.
Top volume. Yelling singing. And he's not a great singer either. So, that didn't help. And honestly, it was just embarrassing.
It was like Travis Kelce.
Nobody
singing.
Else was singing.
I was going to ask you that. Was anybody else singing?
No.
That would have been a little more acceptable.
I'm honestly surprised he didn't notice me, giving him a side eye. I'm, shrinking down in my seat, clearly not joining in with him, trying to hide behind my popcorn.
Oh.
I don't know if he maybe had too much to drink, but we really only had a couple drinks, so I don't know that it was that. If this is just him, that's just not for me. I don't like that kind of attention. I'm not into that.
Come on, guys, the music's great. How are you not gonna sing along with that?
I mean, it's easy because it's not a sing-along. That's not what it's for. So guessing too, you're the kind of guy that's gonna sing along to the radio, public places, anywhere music's playing.
I don't know. Maybe I don't really notice. If it comes out, it comes out, I guess.
Yeah.
When you got the music in you, sometimes it just. Do you ever catch yourself singing and not even realize that you're singing?
All the time.
It was Bob Marley.
It is Bob.
Right. It should have been just Bob, not Bob and Blake.
Yeah, I had a friend when I was a kid who didn't like it when I sang along to the songs on the radio. He'd be like, hey, dude, who sings that song? I'd be like, Bob Marley. Well, let's keep it that way.
Yeah.
come on. It was a celebration of his life. It was a celebration of his music. I didn't realize I was singing, but I can't believe other people weren't.
It was a really good movie that had like other stuff going on. It wasn't like about you. And I feel like I made it about you.
I didn't sing during the other stuff. I just sang when the songs were on.
Well, there was a lot of songs. So it was a lot of the movie that you were like singing, yelling at the top of your lungs. And like, sorry, but just people that do that, people that bust out in song, like I don't even like musicals. Like it just annoys me. So it's a personal thing. It's not, I'm sure like you're a nice guy, just like not for me.
Okay.
Let's get together
and feel all right. Hey. But I can sing jamming. I mean, I can see like, especially if, are you doing it with a Jamaican accent as you're singing along?
No, but when Three Little Birds comes on, you have to sing. Come on.
I'm not going to argue with that. And I can also see, I'm sure if I were to belt out the way that I like to belt out songs and someone who doesn't like that sitting right next to me, I could see how that would be a pretty big turn off.
I'm sure I wasn't belting it out either. I didn't even notice I was
sure
singing.
You were. I'm sure you were.
I do not know this person.
I was literally trying to just like disappear into my seat.
Oh my goodness. Nobody complained?
No.
I mean, I guess not. They didn't come in asking to leave, but
I didn't even get a shh from somebody.
Would you have been able to hear it if you were singing that loud?
I couldn't hear anything.
No.
Over the sound of my own singing.
It wasn't that loud.
It wasn't.
All right. Well, we just don't have a meeting of the minds here, unfortunately.
Yeah,
but
it
was a pleasure talking to you both.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for like taking this off my to-do list.
That's not nice.
I'm sorry.
Well, hey, at least we got an explanation. It may not be the answer you were looking for, but that's the second date update is all about. At the very least, you got some closure.
No, I appreciate it. Sorry, she's such a wallflower. She doesn't want to have fun.
I mean, if that's your idea of fun, I'm okay not having that kind of fun.
Yes. See, there's someone out there that will.
Well, thank you.
And thank you for putting yourself out there.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And I bid you good morning, sir. To you as well, Caroline.
Thank you, guys.
All right. If you need a little help with the second date update, all you got to do is send us an email, Jeff and Jen, at WKRQ.com.
All right. How much money is your time worth?
Oh, my God.
Let's put a number on
it. A lot.
Think about it. Audio emojis are coming.
Mm-hmm.
And a dentist drove a dental implant all the way into a guy's brain.
Oh, my God.
News that didn't make the news is coming up next.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.